要用30分钟讲完，包括翻译是 Mission Impossible。
It is Mission Impossible to say everything and with translations in 30 minutes.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
What is impossible with man is possible with God.
我们特别为 Anita 来感谢主，我也很高兴听到她的见证。
We give thanks for Anita. I'm very glad to hear about her testimony.
她在讲那个 box Muslim 的时候，我就猜那个 box 是不是回，果然是回。
I was wondering about the Chinese character related to box, and what it was about the Muslim.
我在猜她在什么地方。
I was guessing which place she was talking about.
然后那个清真寺大概是我去过的地方。
And I've been to that place before.
等散会以后再跟他讲。
So I will chat some more after the meeting.
我们相信上帝把向穆斯林传福音的责任给了华人。
I believe that God has given the mission of preaching gospel to the Muslims, to the Chinese.
昨天下午的特别的讲员 Dr. Lawson就讲到西方人有很多的包袱跟困难。
Yesterday, the workshop speaker, Dr. Larson, said that the Westerners have a lot of baggages, a lot of difficulties for them.
但是我们中国人在中间比较中性，所以我们是神要用的人。
But as Chinese, we are more neutral, so I think God can use us.
我们盼望我们有更多的关心、了解、祷告，并且支持，也参与这样的宣教。
I hope that we can more caring, more praying, and more support so that we can join in this ministry.
如果你从礼拜五晚上就有来的话，你会晓得这次我要分享的重点强调。
If you have been coming since Friday night, you will know the point that I want to emphasize.
我要强调宣教是教会的使命，存在的目的。
I want to emphasize that mission is the purpose and mission of the church.
所以不是少数的人的责任，是全教会的责任。
It's not the responsibility of a small number of people, but the responsibility of the entire church.
所以每一个基督徒在教会里面都要关心、了解、支持、参与宣教。
So each and every Christian in church needs to understand and know about and also support missions.
第一个，从为宣教祷告开始。
Number one, you start out by praying for missions.
你不一定能够像 Anita 一样到那么的特别的地方去。
You may not be able to be like Anita to go to those remote places.
但是如果你衷心的祷告，你跟他一起去了。
But if you are praying for her faithfully, you are going with her together.
如果你认真的祷告，他没有去以前，你已经属灵上为他开路了。
If you pray for her, then before she arrives, you have already opened the way for her.
每一个基督徒，我们都应当投身为宣教而祷告。
Each and every one of us Christians, we need to participate and commit ourselves to missions.
昨天我们讲了宣教的最重要的起点。
Yesterday we talked about the most important starting point of missions.
那就是神的爱跟神对我们人需要的关怀。
That is the love of God and then the needs that God care about our needs.
所以如果我们会爱神并且关心人的需要，我们就开始宣教了。
If we love God and if we care about the needs of people, then we will start missions.
而这个爱跟关怀要从我们身边的人开始。
And this love and this care start with the people beside us.
我们会关心很远的地方的人，我们为他们祷告，但是我们常常忽略我们旁边的人。
Very often we care about people far removed, in the far remote places, but very often we ignore the people right next to us.
我们最容易伤害的是什么人？
Who are people that we can hurt the most?
就是跟我们最接近的人。
It's the people who are closest to us.
这些人应该第一个得到福音。
These people should be the first among many to receive the gospel.
但是因为我们的忽略跟我们的失败，他们最不容易信主。
But because we ignore them, it is most difficult for them to come to the Lord.
所以要到地极去传福音，要从耶路撒冷开始。
So to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, you need to start out in Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们，不是耶路撒冷做完才去地极。
The Bible did not say that you finish the work in Jerusalem and then go to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传第一章第八节，中文的翻译没有把它很准确的都翻出来。
Acts 1:8, Chinese translation is not extremely accurate.
因为从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，每一个中间都有一个连接词。耶路撒冷和犹太全地和撒玛利亚和地极。
In fact, there was a conjunction between these terms, the Jerusalem, Samaria to the end of the earth. There was a conjunction connecting them together.
所以表示同时的。
So it is something that's done simultaneously.
所以我们没有理由说耶路撒冷没有传完不要到别的地方去。
So we cannot say that we have not finished the work in Jerusalem, that we cannot go to other places.
但是同时，如果你在耶路撒冷不会传福音，你到地极也不会传福音。
But at the same time, if you cannot preach the gospel in Jerusalem, then you also cannot preach the gospel at the end of the earth.
戴德生一百多年前在英国开始内地会。
Hudson Taylor started China Inland Mission more than 100 years ago in England.
他呼召年轻人参加做宣教士到中国去宣教。
He called young people to be missionaries to China.
但是他警告伦敦的年轻人。
But he warned the young people in London.
他说 ,A trip across the ocean will not make a missionary out of you.
你再去越洋过海就不会成为一个宣教士。
如果你在伦敦不是宣教士，不要以为坐船到中国就变成宣教士。
If you are not a missionary in London, don't think that just going over the ocean you will become a missionary.
所以我们要从我们身边的人爱、关心他们、见证，让他们得到福音开始。
So you need to start with the people right next to you, love them and give them testimonies.
那今天我们从马太福音五章十三到十六节要讲到每一个人都要都应该参与宣教。
From Matthew 5:13-16, we're going to talk about each and everyone needs to be missionary.
我想请荣大夫为我们读英文的这一段，中文呢我们就看圣经。
We'll read this passage in English. Matthew chapter 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, then they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
这段圣经我分四点来讲。
I'm going to go into this passage with 4 points.
这四点很容易记，因为就是圣经说的。
It is easy to remember because this is according to the Bible.
第一点是你们。
The first one is about you.
第二点是。
You be.
三世上的。
The third one about the world.
然后是盐和光。
And then the fourth one is salt and light.
你们是世上的盐和光。
You are the light and salt of the world.
这段圣经耶稣讲到每一个基督徒都有宣教的使命跟机会。
This passage, Jesus is saying that each and every Christian has the opportunity and the mission, of missions.
耶稣对着你们，这个你们是谁呢？
Jesus was talking to you, who are these people referred to in you?
我们可以从马太福音第四章的末了看见耶稣有群众的工作。
From the end of chapter 4 of Matthew, you can see that Jesus was involved in the work among the people, the masses.
然后到第五章他就到了山上召聚他的门徒和对这些群众就讲了很重要的一篇天国的伦理。
And then in the beginning chapter 5 Jesus went up to the mountain and then he started to give a very important sermon about the concept of the kingdom of heaven.
一开始是我们所了解的所谓的八福。
And it starts with the eight beatitudes.
耶稣讲到怎样的人是有福的。
They say blessed are the, so what kind of people are blessed?
那耶稣讲到这些有福常常颠覆我们传统的思想。
A lot of times it is something that's opposite of what we have believed in the tradition.
因为他说虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in heart.
虚心直接的翻译就是邻里贫穷的人。
It's the direct translation is that those who are poor in spirit are blessed.
我们觉得自己没有的人就有渴慕的心就可能会领受上帝的恩惠。
We feel that we are in want and then we seek and then we can get the blessings of God.
他说温柔的人有福的他们会承受地土。
He said blessed are the gentle for they shall inherit the earth.
传统我们是谁拳头大谁得地土。
Tradition is say who is more aggressive than who can get the land.
所以枪杆里出政权。
So you get the power from your guns.
但是耶稣说温柔的人有福了。
But Jesus said blessed are the gentle.
所以这不是我们传统的想法。
This is something different from our traditional thoughts.
那听耶稣讲到怎样有福。
And you hear about who are the blessed.
相信而接受人就成为有福的人。
Those who believe and then accept it will be the blessed.
所以耶稣的门徒跟这些听耶稣讲到的群众蒙福了。
So blessed are the people who are the people who hear the disciples and the congregation there.
然后耶稣就说，你们是世上的盐和光。
Then Jesus followed by, you are the light and salt of the earth.
所以这个你们呢，不只是门徒，也包括当时听到而蒙福的每一个人。
So this you refer to not just the disciples of Jesus, also includes the people who were hearing Jesus, the congregation at that time.
所以宣教是谁的责任？
So who is responsible for missions?
你们 you, 每一个人
each and every one of you.
不只是彼得，不只是门徒们
not just Peter, not just the disciples.
每一个信而蒙福的人
each and every one who believed and is blessed.
不只是黄牧师
not just Pastor Wong.
不只是差传部的同工
not just the people in the mission committee.
不只是我们当中的宣教士
not just the missionaries among us.
其实如果只靠牧师和宣教士越传基督徒越少
In fact, if we only rely on the pastors and the missionaries then the more we preach, the fewer Christians we have
我不是说他们没有做好工作
I'm not saying that they do not do a good job
而是只靠少数这些人传福音的话人生孩子的比例比传福音信主的更快
But what I'm saying is that if we only rely on those people who specialize in missions, then because of natural birth and reproduction, then you know, there'll be more people coming out.
通常我们传福音是加法。
Usually we do missions by addition.
信了一个，信了两个，信了三个，信了以后就停在那边做礼拜。
You get one to believe and you add one, you add two, add three, and then after that they sit there and do Sunday worship.
除非我们会训练信的人成为门徒加倍成长
unless we train those people who have believed and they become disciples and you multiply
但是现在全世界六十几亿是怎么生出来的
what is the 600 billion how did they come out in the world
美国的国父是谁
who is the founding father of the United States
华盛顿
Washington right
中国的国父是谁
who is the founding father of China
孙中山
Dr. 孙中山
那全世界六十几亿是有很多国母生的，是不是
？Then there was a lot of mothers of the nations, right?
就好像蜜蜂，好像蚂蚁，有母王蜂啊，专门负责生小蜜蜂的，是不是
？Just like the bees or ants, they have the queen bee and they are responsible only for giving birth.
No,
no, that's not the case.
每一个健康的家庭都在生
，each and every healthy family they are reproducing.
这才厉害的
And this is some great.
那是不是每一个健康的基督徒都有属灵的生产力呢
Is it true that each and every healthy Christian has the ability of spiritual reproduction?
都有宣教结果这个能力呢
And do have the ability of bearing fruit with missions?
如果没有的话单靠少数专门去生的不够
If that's not the case, only rely on a few specialists to reproduce, that is not enough.
所以耶稣说你们每一个人都有责任
So Jesus said you each and every one of you are responsible
不只是在教会信主多年的刚信主的你也有责任
Not just those who have become Christians for a long time If you are a new believer you are also given a mission
其实信主多年的人反而很难带人信主
In fact it's difficult for one who has been Christians a long time to bring people to the Lord
因为他旁边的人都是基督徒了
Because the people he knew was, he or she knew wasAll Christians.
不愿意做基督徒的他也没跟他来往
Those people who do not want to be Christians may not become his friends.
但是刚信主的旁边一大堆都是不是基督徒
But those who are new believers, they have a lot of friends who are non-believers.
所以耶稣讲我们是葡萄因为葡萄不是一颗一颗的是一串一串的
So Jesus said, you are the grapes. The grapes is not by individual by itself, they are just a bundle.
当你刚信主的时候你的旁边人很惊讶你怎么不同了
When you first become Christians, people right next to you, they are surprised. How come you are different?
这是最好做见证带人归主的时候。
This is the best opportunity to give a testimony and bring people to the Lord.
所以我们每一个人都有机会，都有责任。
So each and every one of us have this opportunity and the mission and the
commission. 那宣教的工作本质是什么？
What is the essence of missions?
我们想到宣教，就想要去哪里做什么？
When we think of mission, we think, where do we go and what do we do?
但是耶稣讲不是的。
But he said no.
宣教从你是什么样的人开始
Mission started with what kind of a person you are
现在在美国很有影响力很有名的一个牧师就是 Rick Warren
Rick Warren is a very pastor with great influence and a lot much fame
有一次他讲了一个半开玩笑的话
One time he kind of halfway joke
当然他用英文讲他不会用中文讲
But he did in English not in Chinese
所以他说我们人叫做 human being 不叫 human doing
That's what he said
因为我们是人，所以我们才会做人。
Because we are human beings, that's why we can do things human do.
有时候我们骂人说真不像人。
Sometimes we scold people say that you are not human.
其实是恭贺他。
We are congratulating that person.
因为说他是人，但是不像人。
Because he is a human, but he does not act like a human being.
如果我们要骂人的话，说你真像人。
If we want to scold somebody, we will say that you are like a human.
因为意思说你根本不是人。
Because he said you are not a human.
我七岁到台北。
7 years old, I was in Taipei.
台北有一个动物园，我最喜欢去了。
There was a city zoo. I love to visit that zoo.
而且过节的时候动物会表演。
And then during the festivals, the animals would put on the show.
其中有一个表演很可爱，就是猴子吃西餐。
One of the show was very good. The monkey is eating a Western cuisine.
猴子吃西餐证明进化论有一点道理。
Well, the monkey can eat a Western meal. It seems that there's something about evolution.
因为它只会吃西餐，还不会吃中餐，还没有进化到那个地步。
Because if the monkey has evolved, it can eat Western cuisine, has not come to Chinese cuisine yet.
讲太快了是吧
？Maybe too fast, right?
你还没转过来是吧
？You haven't think clear.
猴子穿上人的衣服，跳上桌子吃西餐，很像人。
The monkey get on the desk and put on clothes and eat food with fork and knife and look like a human being.
吃完以后跳下来，衣服一脱，又是猴子。
And then jump back, down from the table and took off the clothes. That's also the monkey again.
他可以装成像人，但是他不是人。
The monkey can act like a human, but Monkey is not a human.
宣教不是从你装成什么样子，而从你是什么人开始。
Mission does not start from what you act like, but from what you are.
所以从你真正得作主，你的生命改变，生活表现，这就是宣教的开始。
So it starts from after you believe in the Lord, then your life has been transformed and your lifestyle has changed. Then this is the beginning.
今天我们很多的传福音跟宣教是靠表演的。
We often now there's a lot of missions go into like a show.
所以我们是 program evangelism.
So we program evangelism.
但是初代的教会是生命生活步道。
But then the early church, they have life and lifestyle evangelism.
所以使徒行传第二章42节到47节讲的耶路撒冷教会没有讲到他们步道活动。
So Acts 2:44 and 2:47 did not talk about their evangelistic activities.
但是只讲到他们的生活，他们的敬拜，他们的团契的生活。
But talk about their life and their worship and their community life.
但是结果，天天有人信主。
And the result is that God adds people to them daily.
最近台北有一个教会。
Recently, a church in Taipei.
那个牧师很高兴地说，我们终于可以不办布道会了。
The pastor was very excited, said, finally we can have an evangelistic meeting.
我们可以不办布道会了。
We don't have to do evangelistic meetings.
因为每天基督徒都在传福音。
Because each and every day Christians are evangelizing.
每一个礼拜三的祷告会都有人信主受洗。
Every Wednesday night, in the prayer meeting, people become to the Lord.
因为以前大家不传福音，就是请专门的人来替我们传福音，在布道会。
In the past, there was evangelistic meetings, and we do not do missions. We invite specialists to come and do missions for us.
现在天天在布道。
Now every day you go into missions.
这是宣教。
This is missions. I mean, you do evangelism every day.
宣教从我们的本质开始。
Missions start with our essence.
基督徒的侍奉跟我们的生命生活不能够分开。
The ministry of a Christian cannot be separated from our ministry.
社会上有一些专业的人士、科学家，他可以是一个很道德不好的人，但是他的专业成就可以得诺贝尔奖。
In the society, in the community, there can be some professional people. They may be great scientists, but they don't have to have good morals, and they can get Nobel Prize.
但是基督徒传福音跟你的生活绝对没有办法分开。
But as a Christian, you cannot separate yourself from your life.
如果我卖给你长头发的药，你要不要买
？If I want to sell you a medicine to grow hair, would you like to buy them?
等我长出来，你就会买。
Wait until I have hair on my head, then you'll buy the medicine.
我告诉你怎么减肥，你会不会听
？If I teach you how to go on a diet, would you listen to me?
等我瘦掉60磅以后，你就会听。
After I lost 60 pounds, then you'll listen to me.
基督徒传福音不能说的比唱的还好听。
Christians, when you evangelizing, you cannot be doing something that's not true.
所以宣教本质是从我这个人的生命改变而发出来的。
So the essence of mission started with the transformation in my life.
去哪里宣教
？Where do we go to missions?
这里讲世上。
You talk about the world.
就分散到社会的各阶层。
You are scattered into different areas in the society.
再一次显明，牧师、传道、宣教士不能代替你宣教。
Once again, this demonstrates that pastors, evangelists, or missionaries cannot take your place in missions.
牧师不能代替你在你的家里、在你的学校、在你的公司里面来做见证。
A pastor cannot give testimony on your behalf in the school and your home and in your workplace.
我们每一个人都有在我们生活影响范围里面成为见证的责任。
Each and one of us has a responsibility among the realm of people that we have influence.
耶稣说我们是盐和光。
Jesus said you are the light and salt.
盐和光有一个特点。
That's a special characteristic for light and for salt.
一大堆盐摆在一起没有用。
If you have a big pile of salt, it's not very good.
所以教会好像盐堆。
So the church is like a pile of salt.
一大堆盐不是很需要。
A pile of salt is not extremely useful.
因为需要的是在没有盐的地方一点点就够了。
What is needed is that the places where there's no salt, you have a little bit of salt.
我们一大堆在一起太咸了。
When we are together, we are too salty.
那我不是说我们不要来教会。
I'm not saying that you don't come to church.
我们来教会的目的是让我们散会能够成为盐。
The purpose we come to church so that after we finish our meetings, then we can become salt.
所以我们聚会成功怎么样衡量呢？
How do we measure the success of our meetings?
不是你听到音乐然后你自己听到你多陶醉觉得很好。
Let's say that you listen to the music and you heard the sermon and you feel very very good and you enjoy it.
聚会好不好看你散会以后是什么人。
The success of meeting depends on what kind of people you are after the meeting.
当你回到家里回到学校回到公司里你是什么人那是教会的责任教会的成功。
After the meeting, you go to your home, to your church, to your workplace, then what kind of people you are determines how successful the meeting has been.
有的时候我想到我们都是光，有一个儿童的歌叫做我是耶稣小明灯，到处要发光。
We are light, kind of this little song that I'm the light of Jesus and I'm going to shine.
所以我们当中有的人是五烛光的，有的人是一百烛光的，我还会反光，比你还厉害。
Some of us are 50 watt light bulb, some are 100 watt light bulb, some of us are light and can reflect the light better than you.
那我们在教会里面像什么？像市面上卖灯的那个店。
What are we like? We are like the stores that sell lamps in the world.
哇，很好，很亮，很好看。
Oh, very beautiful, very light, very bright.
但是光需要的是黑暗，一盏灯就够了。
But in darkness, you only need one lamp to give light.
所以我们分散到社会的各阶层各角落。
So we are going to be, we should be scattered into each and every corners of the society.
所以这一方面我们每一个人都是必须的非常重要的独特的一个人。
So each one of us is something that is necessary, we are a unique person.
因为我们都有我们自己的影响范围是别人不能代替的。
We all have our realm of influence and that cannot be replaced by anybody else.
反过来如果你没有为主成为好的影响，没有人能够替你去做见证。
On the contrary, if you do not give good testimony for the sake of the Lord, nobody can take your place.
这叫做宣教。
This is missions.
我们是世上的盐，世上的光。
We are the light and salt of the world.
那耶稣讲到这个宣教的作用怎么发生呢？是盐和光的作用。
And what is the effect of missions? Is that the effect of light and salt?
耶稣在这里讲到盐是所谓的 rock salt 盐盐。
The kind of salt he's referring to was rock salt. Was not very pure.
我们现在用的盐大概都是海盐提炼出来的。
The salt that we use nowadays are extracted from the sea.
氯化钠 NaCl.
Okay, sodium chloride.
我学的是化学工程，所以还没有忘掉。
I was a chemical engineer, so I have not forgotten my chemistry yet.
耶稣说盐会失了味。
He says, the salt can lose its saltiness.
那就是盐盐外面有一层盐分，如果被水冲掉，那就是泥巴土，没有用了。
Because the rock salt has a layer of salt on top of it, but if water diluted and wash the salt away, then it becomes useless.
因为我们有耶稣基督，所以我们成为世上的盐。
Because we have the Lord Jesus, then we become the salt of the world.
我们成为世上的光，是因为有基督在我们里面，是生命的光。
we become the light of the world because Jesus is within us, then we have the light.
所以我不是光，我只是一个灯台，把光照出去。
I am not the light, I am just a lampstand to let the light shine.
让基督在我生命里面发出光辉来。
To allow Jesus to shine His light through me.
那么盐的作用是什么
？What's the purpose of salt?
圣经里面有几处可以让我们想到盐的基本的作用
？Several places in the Bible tells us about the basic function of salt.
马可福音第九章五十节，耶稣对他的门徒说
：“Mark nine, Mark 9:50, you talk about.
耶稣说，你们要彼此和睦，好像有盐一样的。
Jesus said that you need to be good to each other just like you have salt.
然后哥罗西书第四章第六节
，Colossians 4:6,
我们要言语带着和气，好像有盐调和一样的。
Now our conversation should be seasoned with salt.
所以这里就是讲调和的作用。
You talk about something that's seasoning.
有的东西没有盐淡而无味
Something that's without salt will be too bland
但有一点盐那个味道就起来了
But a little bit of salt then you have the taste
但有太多盐又不好了
But if you have too much salt that's not so good either
所以我们就要学习发挥盐的作用
So we need to learn to become salt so that it become functional
盐的另外一个作用是防腐
Another function is to avoid corruption
旧约在民数记里面、在旧约的那个献祭里面讲到献数祭的时候要有盐调和
You talk about in the Old Testament in Numbers talk about when you do the vegetable of sacrifice you need to add some salt for seasoning
然后神跟人立的约叫做盐约
And then the covenant between God and man becomes the salt covenant
意思就是不会变质的
It says something that will not change
以前没有冷藏
In the past, there was no refrigeration.
冬天的时候，你要把肉存下来，要腌起来。
If you want to preserve meat from that you got in winter, you need to put it in salt and preserve it by salt.
所以盐是调和，盐是防腐。
And so salt is something that you preserve. Salt is something that you can do seasoning.
所以有盐在的地方就不会腐败，我们就防止罪恶的泛滥。
So when there's salt, then there's no decay. So we are going to avoid to minimize the expansion of sin.
盐有调和的作用。我们是使人与神和睦的人，我们就把人跟神调和在一起。
And salt is also for seasoning. When the people, then we bring people to reconcile people to God.
英国有一个圣徒，他的著作影响很多人。
In England, there was a Christian writer who was very influential.
他名字叫 Oswald Chambers.
Oswald Chambers is his name.
他有一些短文被收集起来。
He has some short articles collection.
有一篇很有意思，他说耶稣讲我们是世上的盐。
He said Jesus said that we are the salt of the world.
但是我们常常喜欢做世上的 sugar.
But we like to become the sugar of the world.
Ah, very sweet. God loves you. 哇，样样都很好。
And you are very sweet, and the people love you, God loves you.
但是我们应该成为盐的时候，我们没有道德勇气成为盐。
When we should be salt, we do not have the moral courage to become salt.
盐还有一个作用
，another function of salt.
你吃了盐就会口渴。
After you have salt, then you become thirsty.
所以昨天我们讲到了，有人不需要神，不觉得需要神。
So like yesterday, some people feel that they do not have a need for God.
但是如果你真的是盐，因为你的缘故，他就渴慕神。
But if you are truly salt because of you, then people have a thirst for God.
那我们是光
，we are light.
我们有基督的光照出来
，we have the light of Christ shining forth from us.
光也有两个作用，至少
light has also a minimum of two functions.
一个是显明
，one is to reveal.
所以圣经说，凡能够显明出来的就是光。
That's why Bible says that all those light can reveal things.
光另外是照亮
Another one is to give light is to enlighten
所以耶稣说我是世上的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走
Jesus said I'm the light of the world Those who follow me shall not walk in darkness
显明就是让人看见他的光景
To reveal or to expose is to allow people to see their condition
显明就是让他看见他的处境
And to reveal so that people see their true situation
一个人不晓得自己光景不晓得自己的处境他就不觉得需要上帝
Without light, some people do not know their own situation. They feel that they do not have a need for God.
但是因为我们的生命跟生活和我们所传讲的真理，让他明白自己的心情，认识自己的处境，就渴慕跟神和好。
But because of our life and our lifestyles, and we share the truth of the gospel, then people have a thirst for God.
同时我们的光就指出一条路来。
And then our light will direct them a path.
所以因为我们的缘故，他就晓得什么是生命的路。
And because of us, they know the way of life.
耶稣他是道路、真理和生命。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light.
但是我们呢，就指向耶稣基督，让他得到道路、真理和生命。
We point to Jesus so that the person can receive truth and life.
那这是盐和光的作用。
These are the functions of light and salt.
在教会里面学一个功课。
In the church, there's a lesson you need to learn.
就是我们在教会里面只见耶稣，不见义人。
A lot of times we only see Jesus and not see other people.
刚信主的时候到教会，觉得教会真的好像天堂。
When we first believe in the Lord, we see the church is like heaven.
信主一段时间以后，在教会里面看见人的软弱以后，就跌倒了。
After a while, after you become Christians, while you see the weaknesses of the people, then you started to fall away.
所以在教会里面要学习，再属灵的人，我们都不看他，我们要看他里面的基督。
So we need to learn these lessons that in the church, even among the most spiritual people, don't focus on the person, but focus on Jesus within that person.
所以在教会里面说，不要看我，看主。
So when the church is said, don't look at me, look at the Lord.
但是同教会出去以后呢?
But if you go out from the church,
你跟他说不要看我，看耶稣。
You say, don't look at me, look at Jesus.
他去哪里看耶稣?
You say, where do I see Jesus?
他从你身上看不到耶稣，他怎么会看耶稣啊?
If this person do not see Jesus in your life, how can they see Jesus?
那你怎么让耶稣的光出来呢?
How do you shine forth the light of Jesus?
耶稣说你有好行为。
He said, you have good works.
哎，我们成为基督徒不强调做好行为，对不对
？A lot of times as Christians, we do not emphasize good works.
啊，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，也不是出于行为啊。
We are saved by grace through faith and not of works, so that we should not boast.
所以我们基督徒不重行为，对不对
？So Christians do not emphasize works.
不对
，wrong.
基督徒要很注重行为。
Christians have to pay attention to good deeds.
重要的是。不是靠行为得救。
The important thing is that you are not saved by good works.
而是得救以后要有好行为见证主。
But after you are saved, you need to have good works to testify of the Lord.
所以以弗所书二章十节怎么说呢
?So what did it say in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10?
他说我们是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God.
在基督耶稣里面做成的。
We are accomplished in the Lord Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
For the purpose of good works.
就是神叫我们行的。
This is what God has called us to do.
所以我们成为基督徒以后要有好行为。
So after we become Christians, we need to have good works.
耶稣的时代，耶稣说，你们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
In the time of Jesus, Jesus told his disciples that your righteousness have to exceed the righteousness of those of the Pharisees.
我不晓得如果耶稣今天会怎么样说。
I do not know what would Jesus say today.
但是也许他会说你们基督徒的行善要超过慈济功德会。
Jesus might say that your good works have to exist that of all those charitable organizations.
我们要有真正的善行出来。
We have to have genuine good works.
我们不只要会说。
We cannot just say it with our mouths.
我们要更用我们的善行大声的来见证神改变我生命跟爱人的事实。
Our good works and our good deeds can proclaim the love of God much better than our words.
圣经有很多的印刷装订的方式。
In the Bible, there's a lot of packaging that you can get the Bible.
这个是塑胶装订的。
This is the plastic cover.
我这个是皮面的小本的。
There's a leather bound Bible.
啊，有人讲究是用鳄鱼皮来做圣经的封面。
Go with crocodile skin.
啊，听说最好的皮是海狗皮。
The best one might be made from seal or something like that.
有个牧师问他的会友说，什么是包装圣经最好的皮？
Pastor asked the congregation, what is the best kind of leather for the Bible?
你们说呢
？What do you say?
人皮
human skin
啊，对的
，yes right，
但是你不可能把人皮剥下来嘛
，but you can't take off human skin right，
所以那个答案是皮鞋底的皮
，so the answer was that the leather from the bottom of your shoes，
但是皮鞋底皮太硬了，不能包装嘛
，but the leather from the bottom of your shoes are too hard， you just too brittle， you cannot use it to wrap the Bible，
其实意思是你把圣经的真理行出来。这是人家读圣经最好的方式。
What the expression was that if you walk in the way of the Bible, if you do the good works, then people can see.
你们
you
是
啊，
世上的
the of the world
盐和光
you are the light and salt of the world.
Repeat after me.
跟着我讲，
你们是世上的盐和光。你们是谁？
Who are you?
你们是我以外的他们。
You are the
No, 你们是我们每一个人。
You are each and everyone among us.
所以这一次的聚会不是关系我们的宣教士而已。
So this meeting is not only about mission.
我们教会的差传年会是关系我们每一个人在这里的。
Our mission conference is also care about each and everyone of us. What do we do around here?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
求主保守我们所听的。
God bless.
求圣灵帮助改变我们。
May the Spirit help you transform us.
主啊，得救我们。
Lord, keep us.
奉耶稣的名。
You pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.